And this is Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by the AVS Broadband and AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And the Michigan Department of Transportation announced the shoreline stabilization along M25 will continue. MDOT will invest $7.3 million to stabilize the slope along M25 along Lake Huron. The work that is being done is to the south side of French Line Road. The stabilization project, which started in 2025, will begin again on April 16th and is expected to be done on May 8th. Besides stabilization and slope restoration, the work will include drainage upgrades, guardrail work, pavement markings, and culvert improvements. The work to stabilize the slope is to prevent further erosion to prolong the life of the roadway. While the work is being done, two-way traffic will be maintained via a single lane closure with temporary traffic signals. And three Huron County townships will continue to fight mosquitoes this year. APM contracted with Caseville, Fairhaven, and Sebring Townships to provide a mosquito abatement program for the 2026 season. The suppression program consists of treating standing water to control mosquito larvae, and that is followed up with truck spraying of roads and streets to control adult mosquito populations, as well as doing disease surveillance. Treatment of standing water normally continues through April before changing to ULV spraying in the spring. The chemicals that are used only impact mosquitoes. Also, APM will use drones to treat phragmites starting in May. For questions or more information, you can call 989-426-2420 or toll free at 877-276-4714, or you could also go to the website advancedmosquito.com. And we'll be right back after this message from Tri-County Equipment with your national and international news.
Jim, what are you doing?
Well, I've been trying to purchase some used farm equipment with this online auction, but it's just so frustrating. I don't know the condition of the equipment, who used it, what's broken on it.
Have you tried checking out the pre-owned inventory at Tri-County Equipment?
Well, not yet.
I just purchased a used sprayer the other day from Tri-County Equipment. I looked it up at TriCountyEquipment.com, found a beautiful sprayer, went to Tri-County Equipment and looked it over. Then I made a great deal with a salesperson for less than they had it listed for.
Really? Let me check it out. Hey, they've got a used one in stock, just what I need. Plus, I know the equipment was used locally in our area, which is reassuring. I'll give Tri-County Equipment a call right now. Look it over and see if we can make a deal.
Why take chances with online auctions when Tri-County Equipment may have the pre-owned equipment in stock and ready to deal? Go to TriCountyEquipment.com for their complete pre-owned inventory.
And we are back with your national news. The campaign of California Governor hopeful Eric Swalwell faced a massive blow today as several high-profile allies retracted their endorsements. The move follows recent allegations of sexual assault, which the representative has vehemently denied, calling them politically motivated fabrications. Despite his denials, the loss of support from major labor unions and key Democratic donors has significantly dimmed his prospects in the upcoming primary. Political analysts suggest this could open the door for a more moderate challenger in the race for the state's highest office. And the 2026 Masters Tournament concluded today with a historic prize pool. That prize pool was $22.5 million. The winner is set to receive a record-breaking $4.5 million. the largest single event payout in the history of professional golf. The increase in prize money comes amid shifting dynamics in the sport's financial structure and increased sponsorship from global tech firms. Despite the high stakes, the tournament was praised by spectators for its traditional atmosphere and the return of several former champions to the leaderboard. And the Federal Aviation Administration issued a new safety directive today regarding the use of anti-drone laser systems in Texas. The move follows several weeks of airspace closures prompted by unauthorized drone activity near critical infrastructure and border zones. The FAA confirmed that the specific laser technology deployed is safe for commercial and civil aviation when used according to strict protocols. This decision marks a significant step in domestic drone defense as the government seeks to balance security with the safety of the national airspace. And we will be right back with some Air National news after this message from AVS Broadband and their tech team.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb Region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS Broadband is now hiring a customer care representative. Apply for this and other job openings at avci.net/careers.
And we are back with your Air National news. London police arrested more than 200 people today during a massive demonstration supporting the banned group Palestine Action. The protesters gathered in Trafalgar Square to denounce the ongoing conflict and demand that the British government cease all military exports to the region. While the majority of the rally was peaceful, clashes broke out when a small group attempted to block access to government buildings. The Metropolitan Police stated that the arrests were made for various offenses, including public order violations and membership in a proscribed organization. And voters in Peru are heading to the polls today to choose their 9th president in a decade. The election is dominated by concerns over a surging illegal mining crisis that has devastated the Amazon rainforest and fueled a rise in organized crime. Polls indicate a tight race between several candidates, including a pro-Trump populist, who has seen his lead vanish in the final days of the campaign. The winner will face the daunting task of restoring public trust in a political system that has been plagued by corruption and frequent leadership changes. And in a move to stabilize the Pakistani economy, Saudi Arabia and Qatar have agreed to provide $5 billion in financial assistance to Islamabad. The funds are intended to help Pakistan meet its debt obligations and bolster its foreign reserves, which have been strained by the cost of hosting the recent U.S.-Iran peace talks. The financial package comes at a critical time as Pakistan is set to repay a $3.5 billion debt to the UAE later this month. Analysts believe this support underscores the strategic importance of Pakistan as a mediator in regional conflicts and a key ally for the Gulf monarchies. And we'll be right back after this message from Bresky Builders with your obituaries.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. We do not have any obituaries at this time, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.